Hello, my name is Audrey and I'm a principal consultant in the Seattle area and a Microsoft Certified Office Specialist for SharePoint 2013. Welcome to part 4 of the 101 of using SharePoint apps. This is a 5-part series and it's a level 100 series. Today, we're going to be focused on making your own apps. Now wait, before you click off this page, I want you to know that you don't have to be a developer and you don't have to have any knowledge of HTML or JavaScript to make your own SharePoint app. Serious. I'm going to show you how to do that today if you are an end user using SharePoint 2013 or SharePoint on Office 365. You will be able to do this. So I hope I caught you in time and I'm going to get straight into showing you exactly how this can be done. So the feature that's helping you create your own apps, even though you're not a developer, is Access Web Apps. Access Web Apps is integrated into SharePoint, enabling you to use Access to design apps that will run in the browser, any browser. So you can use your favorite browser for this. It's actually done in 3 simple steps. First, you'll create a blank Access app. Then you'll add some functionality using table templates. And the product group has done a wonderful job of figuring out what are the most common scenarios where people want to build their own apps. And they've given you these scenarios out of the box. Building everything from the tables to the forms to the queries for you. Thirdly, you just click a button that says launch it and you're done. So you can literally create an app in like 5 minutes. So I'm going to jump right in and show you that. I want to prove to you that you can do this. So I'm going to bounce back to SharePoint 2013 and I'm going to click on the add an app button. So this app will be added to the site that I'm in when I click add an app. I'm just going to type the word access. And it's going to search the App Store. And notice here on the right, we have an Access app. And you can tell this is a blank app because it doesn't have any other logo or a name. It just says Access app. So, because we're going to do this from scratch together right now. So let's click on Access app to add it to our site. So we're going to give it a name. And let's go ahead and create today a expense report app. Right, so since I'm making this, I'm going to call this My Expenses and I'm going to click Create. All right, so all I did right there is name the app. There's not going to be any functionality associated with this brand new app, it's just going to have a name. It is adding it to my site right now, and a lot of wonderful things are happening in the back end. A web app is being created for us with full HTML and JavaScript included. And is also building a SQL database in SQL Azure to hold our data. So all of that happened within just those few seconds. And now we have this brand new web app available with SQL Azure power behind it, fully supported by Microsoft. We don't even have to worry about backing it up. And we're just going to click OK. After we click OK, what happens is we get a blank screen that occurs with just access and some instructions because we don't have any data in our database yet. So we can just notice it tells us we open this app in Access to start adding table. So we run these apps in the browser, but we design them in Access. So you would need to have Access to design your apps. If you don't have a copy of Access, you can download a free trial version of it right here so that you can play around with this and see if you like it. So I can click on that link to open in Access, or I can go to this top right corner here and choose Customize in Access, either way. So I'm going to use the hyperlink. And I'm just going to click on that. And you'll notice on the bottom here, I get a message that says, would you like to open this in Access? And I'm going to click on Open. It's going to tell me the URL. Notice it has that app identifier, so it is in an isolated environment. So even though it's on our site where we hit add an app, it is isolated in a web app scenario. I'm going to click OK. It's going to build our UI for us for design. Okay, so while it's doing that, I just want to let you know the speed in which it does these opens and closes as you go back and forth from the browser to design depends on your bandwidth, it depends on your internet speed, it depends on what's going on SharePoint at that time. So it may vary. I noticed that sometimes it'll happen faster than others. So here it is. We've got our UI, and basically on the left we have a navigation bar that will show our tables once we add them. And at the top it just says My Expenses because that's what we named our app. And then there's an area for us to add tables. If we click over here, we can add our own blank table if we decide. And then on the bottom, it enables us to import data from Access, another Access database, Excel, from SQL or ODBC, from a CSV or text file, and then finally from a SharePoint list. We can also link data from SharePoint lists. But today we're going to take the easy route. We're going to just go up in the search bar and type the word expenses and do search and see what they have. And look, it has an expense report table already ready for us. And this one says explore employee expense reports, including description, status of reimbursement, and line-by-line breakdown of expenses. Sounds perfect. So let's go ahead and click that. By the way, towards the end of the video, I'm going to show you all the different templates that Access has. There's a lot of them. The product group, I'm so grateful to Access and SharePoint as they work together to find the scenarios that are most commonly looked for in the business community. And they've added quite a bit of that for you in here. What it's doing behind the scenes while I was talking there is it created, if you notice, the left navigation now has expense reports, employees, and expense report details. It's actually in those seconds built the views, the tables, the forms for these elements, and it's going to work already. So all I'm going to do is launch this app, and it's going to open up in SharePoint, fully functional app finished. I kind of want to stop and pause and let you think about that for a minute. We just built an entire app to track expenses in less than 5 minutes. We paid no developer, and we didn't have to call any web specialists. Guys, this is huge. The alternative would have been to create lists, figure out what the columns should be, figure out what the data type should be, put all those lists and columns together, and then make the forms, and much longer process. We just did it in minutes. So does it work? Let's see. I'm going to go to the employees piece because in order to put an expense report in, I have to have somebody in the database. I'm going to go ahead and put myself in here as an employee. I'm also going to, let's give myself a unique number. I'm also going to put my boss in here so that he can approve my expenses. All right, so now I have someone to make expenses and I have someone to improve my expenses. Now, all of that data could have been filled in. And in your organization, you can decide what data is required. So I'm going to go ahead into expense reports here and I'm going to start typing my name. And because it's entered into the employee area, it's going to find my name as I type. I did this trip in September. So we're going to go back to September 3rd. And I got back from my trip on September 30th, and I went out to trip to Microsoft France. I'm not going to fill in the total. We'll figure that out manually by, I mean, automatically by Access. I'm going to have Neil approve this. And actually, this is an old situation, so I'm going to have this enter the date that it was approved and mark it as approved already. Okay, and now I've saved the fact that I have a report basically, but I don't have any expense details in this report because that's a child item. And this is where this is really powerful because when you're just using flat list on SharePoint, you can just create a list and move on. But when that list relates to something else where you have a parent-child relationship, That's much more difficult for the end user to build on their own on SharePoint, even though it is possible from an end user perspective. It takes longer and requires a little bit more SharePoint knowledge. In this case, the parent-child relationship has been built for us. All the HTML, all the JavaScripting, and all the SQL components have been built for us. So I'm going to click down here on the bottom. If you notice, it has a little area here on the bottom where I can select Add Expense Report Details. And I'm going to click that. And now it automatically picks up the report, you know, what it came from, because it saw the parent was a trip to France. In this case, I'm going to put, this is the visit to Louvre. Visit to Louvre with customer. And that cost, I actually know that that cost an equivalent of $147 for all of our tickets and everything and lunch. So that includes everything that we did that day. And that's the date that we did that. And I'm sorry, all on Zoom so we can see it all. And then customers and I went to Louvre, visited, and ate lunch there. Okay. And I'm going to save that. That's one of the expenses on my trip to France, to Microsoft France. And now I'm going to close that. And you'll see that it says getting related items because it's actually going to relate that expense to this. And there it is, popped up. Now I'm going to add one more. I'm going to add my hotel. So hotel expenses. Let's add hotel. And the hotel, we're going to just, because that started on this date. And then the amount of the hotel was $1,560. Oh, it was a month, guys. Don't panic. I'm going to press save. And then close that. And now you'll see that I have an expense report in there. And here are my expense report details. Now, I could add another expense report in here. Like for instance, Neil could come in here because even though he's a manager, he could come in here and add his own expense report. Let's say he went to California. Notice how I get to go to France. He gets to go to California. This is all hypothetical, of course. Trip to California, MMS. So Municipal Services in California. The total amount of that trip was $567. But again, this is something we can have automatically calculated. And he approved his own trip. And he approved his own trip on the day he left. And it's all approved. Okay, so there's his trip. This is the expense report. Now he's just going to add details. Let's just add car rental. Okay, maybe his flight was free and he paid for his car rental towards the end of that trip. Okay, so now we've got Neil's expense report that he put in the 9th with all of its details and mine with all of its details. But I need to keep reminding you, we made this app that's working beautifully in just minutes. But hey, some of you might say, can you make it even better? And yes, I can. And I can make it even better in minutes. So, for instance, one thing I don't like about the details down here is that I can't see what this $147 were for. I have to click on it to open that to find out what it's for. I think it would be better if I saw the description right here in the details. Okay. The other thing I would like when you talk about the details is, where's the receipt? Let's go ahead and add the receipt to this expense report as well. Give the person a chance to take a picture of a receipt and upload it. Think about how cool that would be. Well, let's do it with no coding experience whatsoever. So what we're going to do is we're going to go up to our cog and we're going to say customize and access. Now, I happen to have it still open, so it won't open a new instance, so we can just go back to it. But notice that over here in the margin, we have access to all the forms that are being used there. Okay, so one of the things I said I wanted was the receipt, right? And that would be part of the expense report details. So what we're going to actually do is add a new field for the receipt. When you click on your table names, and I can click on navigation pane here, and you can actually see the old way of looking at all your tables versus forms here. So you can do it that way as well. But I'm going to use the new navigation pane, and I'm going to click on this cog right here. Actually, I'm going to click on expense report details. I'm going to click on the cog, and you can see that I can edit the table from right here. Okay, now right now this particular table is hidden from the navigation of the users and only shows up when you design, but I could unhide it here as well. But I'm going to leave it hidden, and I'm going to go to edit table because I'm going to add a field for the receipt. So photo of receipt, right? I'm going to put that right there, and this is going to be an image. So I've actually added it to my details so that you can now include that in the details of your expense report. I'm going to save that. It will save it on the server and everywhere that it needs to save it. Again, this is in SQL Azure, the data. And once it's saved, I'm going to go ahead and close that. And I'm now finding myself right back at the form. Notice that there's an edit button here, which enables me to edit this form. But guess what? I got a really big surprise for you. Access has already edited the form for me. Notice that I have the photo of the receipt already added. I didn't even have to add it. Okay. Now, I'm also going to show you how easy it is to move things around. I'm going to grab those. I'm going to lasso those. And notice how everything moves out of my way when I'm moving things. Awesome! InfoPath didn't move things out of your way, did it? So I'm just going to put this over here. And then I'm going to actually take my photo of receipt and put it, take up more space. Because, you know, receipts can be, you know, a variety of sizes. And I'm just going to size this with my mouse until I'm happy with my expense report look thing. And then I'm going to also do something similar with my notes to kind of balance out the form. I just notice how easy this is, guys. I am clicking and dragging. Anyone can do this. All right? Anyone can do this. Let's put a little bit more space there. And we've edited our form, right? And then I'm going to right click and save. And it's going to save all that right back up to the server. Once it's saved, now I can go ahead and launch my app and look at it in the server. But I think we had one more thing to do, right? We wanted to add the description column to the details of the expense report form. So I'm going to click on the expense report form. I'm going to click edit on that. And right here, if I click on the details tab, you get these three icons here. And the first one looks like a little database icon. I'm going to click on that. And you get your, these are the columns that are showing. So right now you've got the first field of date of service, the second field, is no data, and the third field is amount. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the description and make it the second field, and then I'm going to make the third field amount. So that way I can see the description in this detailed view. Again, can we get any easier, guys? Really, we can't, right? So now I'm going to save this. All right, and then close this, and let's launch the app and see if our changes came through well. All right, so here we are. You notice that my form that we revised, now I can tell what these different descriptions are. And yes, I could go in and make this wider and things like that. But yeah, I just want you to see how easy it was to, and we saw some of the drag and drop when we got into these independent details, right? So now you can see the changes I made, the photos on the right. So if I hit edit here, now you get this add image button. if I click add image, I can now browse to my receipt. So can you imagine that I might have taken a photo with my phone and put that photo on my OneDrive, and now I can browse to my OneDrive and get my receipt from there and just upload it directly to my expense report. It takes a couple of minutes for upload. I find that sometimes if I click save, it'll go a little bit faster. But again, all the speed elements of this depend on your bandwidth, your Wi-Fi, and how SharePoint is performing. So there's our receipt. And we can see that we have our trip, our date, our description, plenty of room for notes, and there is the actual receipt. So accounts payable, accounts receivable will appreciate having the receipts that they can actually download directly from here as well. So that's how easy that was. We built an app, we launched an app in 5 minutes, then we revised it so that it would have a little bit of extra functionality, like, you know, some columns on the bottom and the ability to upload a photo. And we made this experience very quickly without a lot of effort and almost no cost, the cost of our time. So when you think about the value of this and you think about how it can help you over time, you just must understand just this is huge. You know, how many things you're going to be able to do in minutes versus the past when you had to get a developer to help you. Look at all the templates that come out of the box. So we use the expense report table template, which gave us not just one table. So it's kind of not named well in my mind, because when we used the expense report table template, we actually ended up with several tables and several forms. So it's just awesome. But look at all the different type of out of the box tables they have. Asset management, distributor management, grade books for school, movie collection, music collection, properties for rent, properties for sale, purchase orders. I mean, it's amazing to me how much they gave us for free. So just clicking on one of these table templates and pressing launch gives you not only the tables, but the business functionality that you can just plug into SharePoint, just like you add an app to your phone. So I do want to point out that a lot of people have asked this question in the past, is can we connect to that data in that web app and make reports from Excel or Power View or Power Pivot or even SQL? You can connect to this Access web app from SQL and see all the data tables directly in SQL, named as you name them in Access, no crazy GUID numbers and things like that. So it is possible to even connect from other things to your SQL, Azure, or your SQL, local SQL database, and create other customized reports using the technologies that you have grown to love, like Excel, and that you already know. So it kind of eliminates a large learning curve. You can have the app on SharePoint and then use Excel or SQL to build customized reports on it. There is a blog right here at the top. Just pause the video and write it down. That's where you can get instructions on how to do that. So what are your next steps? Try and pick up an Access app. Give it a shot. Give it a go and see what you can do with it. I list the blog here that actually has another video, kind of gives you the steps I gave you today, again, in a very abbreviated format. I did want to point out on the bottom, I have a little footnote. If you want to connect to Excel, you do need SQL Server Native Client. So if you've never installed SQL on your computer, you might not have that. So I gave you the place where you can get that and download it so that you have SQL Server Native Client available for your connections. I think you're going to really enjoy this. One of the things I want you to know is that when you dig into these kind of added functionality that's kind of out of the box and free, you extend what your business can do with SharePoint and you increase your return on investment. So I want you to be enabled to use these apps on your own, because you know what? You're going to be able to build your own app for that. We'll be right back.